This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting from the Undisclosed Bunker Studios in the hottest city in America. It's the Steve Sanchez Show.
Donald Trump, nationalism, Hillary Clinton, New World Order globalism.
The most exciting talk radio.
Now it's time for the American people to take back their future.
Friends, wake the heck up.
This is the best talk show I've ever heard in my life.
Brace yourself. Because here he is now, with a Constitution in one hand and a Bible in the other, your host, Steve Sanchez.
Ending the systemic racism that plagues our country and rebuilding our communities where the police and citizens all see themselves as being on the same side will require contributions from all of us. White Americans need to do a better job of listening when African Americans talk.
White Americans need to do a better job of listening. That is the nominee for the Democratic Party. Hillary, I'm a crook. I have blood dripping from my hands from Benghazi Clinton. Welcome to the program. This is Steve Sanchez. The despicable behavior of this woman, the disgust. Aren't you offended? If you're a white American, aren't you offended? Look, I'm Hispanic, and I'm offended for many white Americans that you continue to get thrown under the bus for things you have not done. You can't be blamed. There cannot be a continued blaming of the white man for things of the past that happened so many moons ago. Wouldn't you agree, friends? Wouldn't you agree it's time to come together? It's time to unite. It's time to be of one accord. And by the way, this took Hillary Clinton 7 hours to say, when it took Donald Trump mere minutes. Oh, what was she responding to? Well, of course, the attacks on the police officers in Baton Rouge. 3 dead, 7 wounded, 1 hanging on for their dear life. That's what she was responding to 7 hours later. Trump, in minutes, started responding. Because that's leadership. Leadership doesn't wait for focus groups. Leadership doesn't wait for speech writers. Leadership immediately responds with a solution, with a calm that gives peace. Wouldn't you agree, friends? But we're dealing with Hillary Clinton, you know. Hillary Clinton has to make sure that her speechwriter is going to say the proper things, make sure that the focus groups and the people that support her are going to feel good with her statements, because she hates white America, even though she's white. She uses black people. She uses Hispanics. She uses the LGBT community. And she uses really women to get her platform pushed to a new level. That's the reality. Now, Trump, on the other hand, says really what we all feel, which is a sense of disgust and anger that these police officers, doing their job, not looking for trouble, putting their life on the line, not knowing when they leave the house and they kiss their spouse goodbye, if in fact they'll be returning that night. But nevertheless, because they swore an oath to uphold and to serve and protect us, they get ambushed by a crazed, demented Black Panther, former Nation of Islam terrorist named Gavin Long. Because that's what he is. Oh, trust me, that's what he is. Don't let MSNBC and CBS and CNN try to tell you that he's some upstanding citizen. No, he's not. In fact, he is a murderous terrorist. And in fact, not too long ago, he was on YouTube railing against crackers, and he has been a member of the Nation of Islam. He is a Black Lives Matter domestic terrorist. But, you know, the news media is not going to tell you that. Oh, some of them will. But for the most part, you didn't know that, did you? For the most part, he really hasn't been identified aside from him being a African American, born in Kansas City, serving in the military, doing a 8-month tour of Iraq in 2008. That's what the media wants you to believe that this guy was. No, even though he served, even though he was a Marine, he's a murderous terrorist. And he's dead because, well, he got the ultimate consequence. And friends, unfortunately, we are now going to be living in a society where this is going to happen. This is going to continue to happen. Oh, do you think this is isolated? Dallas wasn't isolated. I've tried to warn you. Baton Rouge, there's going to be a continuance of these things. You see, look, we have to actually start understanding and believing that we have a domestic terrorist group running around called Black Lives Matter and another domestic terrorist group called the New Black Panther Party. These terrorist groups, these domestic terrorist groups go on the street and say, we want cops dead. When? Now. Fry them up. Fry them up like bacon. Now, some will say, like our president, who can never muster the words that maybe, just maybe, these groups that are screaming for equal opportunity are groups that are full of hate and they're no better than Islam. That's just the reality. I mean, what do you want me to say? Do you want me to make it pretty for you? Do you want me to make it fancy for you that this gunman, this terrorist, basically just flipped his lid because of all the brutality that has happened to black people in America? I'm sorry, I don't buy that lie, because it is a lie. Did Gavin Long, 29, dead based upon his horrible, horrible decision to shoot and kill these officers, did Gavin Long concern himself with the thousands of shootings of black-on-blacks in Chicago? Did Gavin Long go to the streets of Chicago and other streets in cities all across America where black crime, black-on-black crime, is at its highest level it's ever been? Did Gavin Long go do anything to avenge those deaths? Of course not. Because when you're a hater, skin color has nothing to do with it. You see, skin color has nothing to do with racism or hate or evil. It's all a heart thing, baby. And that's exactly what Gavin Long's issue was. He was a evil perpetrator who finally decided he was going to avenge the death of Alton Sterling, which, as we all know, was a viable shooting, a reasonable shooting. I'm going to tell you what other people won't tell you. The truth of the matter is, Alton Sterling resisted. The truth of the matter is, he kept reaching in his pocket for a handgun. And the reality is, the consequences happened. How could we not see that? Is it not politically correct enough for anybody to actually agree with that statement? Do we have to be politically correct and actually not muster those words because we're afraid that our voice may be recognized on the radio? Or, you know, if we say anything regarding this in our work environment, that somehow we're going to be looked at as racist? You're the problem. You're really part of the problem that has taken political correctness to a whole other level in America. You're part of the problem. I do need to apologize for my voice. I have had a bout of a respiratory infection for the last few days. But yet, I'm here for you. Because you demand that. You deserve that. I can't have someone else sitting here to give you an interpretation that isn't factual. I can't take a chance and have a guest host sitting behind my microphone to skew or give innuendo to what's happened. No, you deserve to have me here. So I would just love to get your prayers, because I need to have my voice last for the next 3 hours tonight right here for you. And I'm going to open up phone lines. Do me a favor. Help me out. Help me do the show tonight, friends. Call in. Let's have your opinion heard here. And you're going to help my voice rest something And it's going to be really good for me. So I'm opening up phone lines, 1-877-49-STEVE, 1-877-497-8383. You get to weigh in on the conversation. You get to have your voice heard here. We get to break it down. We get to discuss and debate. And you can help me do the talk show tonight by literally having your voice heard here, so my voice doesn't have to be heard as much during the next 3 hours. The devil is a liar because they ain't going to take my voice. And I know that's what's been happening to me. I've been suffering the last week. I'm supposed to be in Las Vegas tonight at our flagship KDWN doing the show live. But I'm here in Phoenix at our undisclosed bunker studios doing the show live just for you. Phone lines are open once again, 1-877-49-STEVE, 1-877-497-8383. What is your opinion? What do you make of what we're seeing? Are we closer to martial law? Are we closer to a race war? Is really the question. Because based on what we saw today, we have now made it acceptable because this president doesn't know how to be a leader. Hillary Clinton doesn't know how to be a leader. So now we're making it acceptable and we're getting desensitized that cops are just going to have to get used to being killed on the streets in America because people think that they're just all so bad. And by the way, if you're a white cop, you've got it worse. And by the way, one of the cops killed one of the three in Baton Rouge was a black cop, by the way. So this radical terrorist, this Nation of Islam member, basically defeated the purpose of what he feels his purpose is. And that's to kill Whitey, because he killed a black person too. You see, hate breeds, well, just more hate and evil and disparity and confusion. And we have an idiot president, yeah, idiot, Barry Sotero, literally not hitting the crux of the problem. Why do you think Donald Trump came out and said, hey, look, what a lack of leadership. We expect more from you, Mr. President. We expect a legitimate explanation. We expect you to come and denounce this Black Lives Matter group for the racist group that it is. That's what we expect, Mr. President. Friends, is it okay to expect that from the president? Should we expect that from the president? Should the president be addressing this hate group for what they are? A hate group. 1-877-49-STEVE. This is Steve Sanchez. Off to break. When we come back, straight call, straight to the calls. Don't go away.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show talk about the economic calamities facing America. I've got a question for you. Why is it that J.P. Morgan in 2012 owned 5 million ounces of silver, and as of April 2015, they now own 55 million ounces of silver? What do they know that we don't know? Well, look, my friends at the Royal Metals Group, they have the inside scoop on what J.P. Morgan knows and many other of these large globalist institutions making moves right now in precious metals. Look, there's no doubt that the stock market's up. The stock market's down, and we're coming towards an economic crash. The question is, when? I don't know, you don't know, but we need to be prepared, and we can't crisis plan. I've got a free report that explains it all. It's an insider's look. Call right now, 888-772-2929 to get that free report. That's 888-772-2929, 888-772-2929.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you, 1-877-49-STEVE. Let's go ahead and jump to our busy calls that want to help my voice out, and I appreciate it very much. First up is Jerry in Las Vegas. Jerry, you're on with Steve Sanchez. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, kind of gets my ire up just a little bit to hear somebody call President Obama an idiot. He's a very intelligent man.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's, so you're calling him an idiot. And also, Black Lives
Matter. Want me to tell you what I really believe he is? I believe he's a radical Muslim sympathizer idiot. How about that? And a hater of America, and anti-God, and anti-family, and anti-constitution. There, I made it a little better for you, Jerry.
Are you trying to be a shock jock and not really just tell the
No,
truth?
I'm not a shock jock. I'm a truth jock. I'm a talk radio host that basically is intelligent, has 138 IQ, and happens to be Hispanic, which you're probably not used to, because you probably want me to be on the other side.
I'm from Texas.
Okay, and?
Now, whenever you call somebody an idiot, do you know what an idiot is?
You know, I don't need you to lecture me. I have an education. So if you want to make a point, you're not going to actually try to teach the teacher. So do you have a point to make? Go ahead and make it. If you don't, then leave. Because the truth of the matter is...
Black Lives Matter is not a terrorist organization.
Oh.
You know, I tell you what...
So when they say fry pigs and fry them up like bacon, what do you call that?
Who's they saying it? Who's saying that?
Black Lives Matter. Where have you been? Have you been under a rock and you just came out? Have you been Rumpelstiltskin? Have you been Rumpelstiltskin asleep for a long time and you just woke up?
that's not the head of that. That's just language from the street.
And by the way, Webster's Dictionary says an idiot is a stupid person. So, you know, there you go. What do you want from me?
Well, he's not a stupid person.
Oh, do you know him personally?
No, I know his biography.
You voted for him twice, didn't you? You would like Obama to have a third term, wouldn't you? You would like Obama to have a third term, wouldn't you?
No, because it's two terms.
No, I asked you a question. I don't care what it is. I said you would like him to have a third term. If it was allowed to have a third term, you would like Obama to have a third term, right? I mean, if it was allowed.
No, I want to see Hillary in next.
Oh, you mean the murderous Hillary? You mean the murderous Hillary who sold herself to Saudi Arabia, has blood on her hands from Benghazi? Is that who you're talking about? The Hillary that actually says that she's for women, but after Bill raped all these women, she ruined these women's lives. You know the story. Is that the Hillary you're talking about? You're talking about the Hillary that actually defended a rapist of a child that was 12 years old in Arkansas and laughed about it? Is that the Hillary that you'd vote for? Sir, what does that say about your character? What does that say about your character, sir? Are you married, sir? Do you have children, sir? Do you have children? What does that say of your character, sir? What does that say of your character? You should be ashamed of yourself. Do you have children? Do you have children, sir?
Why don't you let me answer?
Answer. It's yes or no.
Let me. Here's the point I want to make on Black Lives Matter.
Sure. Sure.
When we started seeing black people getting killed by cops.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we started, you know, I was at the country club one night. And we were talking about that.
Ooh. Exercising that white privilege, huh? The country club?
Well, it's a country club. Now, there's a visitor, but there's a lot of people out there. And I mentioned about when this guy had just been shot by the cops. It was obviously murder.
Mm-hmm.
But when the guy had been shot by the cops, this black guy, and I mentioned it, they said, well, you know, I think cops are just so fed up. And I said, but it's on video. I said, what happened is all the cell phone use got so widespread that now the cops can't get away with what they've been getting away with for hundreds of years. And not just cops, but racists.
So the cops today deserve to be killed, basically.
I didn't say they deserved. No, nobody deserves to be killed.
So what do you call those people that did it?
What people? You talking about the killed cops or murders? You shouldn't.
I'm talking about Gavin Long. Talking about Gavin Long that killed those three police officers today. What do you call him? Is he a terrorist? Is he a murderer? Or is he just disenfranchised?
Well, I don't know, but I will say this.
Yeah.
Go back to John Brown. Go back to what happened to John Brown.
All right. You know what? I'm going to tell you something, Jerry. I'll pray for you, Jerry. I'm up on break. You can always call back. And I will take your call because I need to help you. I feel sorry for you. You're a very uneducated person. Very uneducated. Shame on you, sir. Shame on you. I'll be back.
It's 2015, and you've probably got a lot of goals and a lot of plans. But with this Obamacare hanging over everybody's head, you need to make sure you know what you're doing and how you're doing it. This is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me talk about Obamacare, its effects, and government intervention, and I've got a solution for you. In fact, my friends at the Davis Miles Law Group have a solution for you. Founding partner and attorney Greg Miles has authored a book called The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take. Now, look, you need that book, and we're giving it to you, the Steve Sanchez Show listener, for free. Simply call 877-307-8383. That's 877-307-8383 for the free book, The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take. Now, with Obamacare hanging over your head, you need to make the right decisions for your family, your business, and your future. 877-307-8383. 877-307-8383.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
You're listening to Steve Sanchez.
Welcome back. That was an interesting call. But unfortunately, America, you have a large percentage of the population in this country that think just like Jerry, that will elect or try to elect a Hillary Clinton, that elected and reelected a Barack Hussein Obama. Those people apologize for being Caucasian. He apologizes for being at a country club. He sounds like a moron. I mean, think about it. Think about it. Can you hear the lack of substance and intelligence in that call? Refuses to see a truth, only wants to see it through liberal eyes, social justice eyes, and yet they want a United States? With that kind of divided thinking, it makes no sense. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you enter the program. 1-877-497-8383. Let's go back to a couple calls here. Then I've got you. You've got to hear this. You've got to hear this clip that I have that is just going to rock your world, and it just proves my point. It proves that Jerry is not alone, that there's a lot of little Jerrys running around out there that are being indoctrinated by the public schools, and I'll share that in a second. But let's go first up to Bill in Las Vegas wanting to weigh in. Bill, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. I'm sorry to hear about your voice problem, and I thought I'd give you a chance to take a breather and listen. You know, yeah, because you've got a great program, and it's wonderful to hear you.
Thank you.
Jerry, he was a little bit of comedic intermission, I think, and I think it was the grass groundskeeper that put him on the radio to let him talk about his big job at the golf course, which I really think, if I'm not mistaken, he's the guy who goes around spraying the grass that's colored brown green. And so he's got a lot of work on his hands, and he's really quite a deep thinker when it comes to, you know, his job and spraying the brown green grass, because, you know, that's hard work.
Right. That's right. That is right. Jerry's a very confused person, as you gathered. Very confused. His reasoning is ridiculous. And his reasoning I could understand in 1963, but not in 2016.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Well, Bill, brace yourselves, because what I'm going to play next is a clip. It's about 4 minutes. And this clip is going to rock you, because you're going to sit back and say, wait a minute, I've heard of indoctrination for a long time. Bill, weren't you a teacher at one time?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, so, I mean, you're going to basically hear what you probably know all too well, that in the public schools today, there's an indoctrination that's happening, and unfortunately, yeah, it's horrible. And wait till you hear this. So I'm gonna appreciate your call. Thanks for weighing in. Listen to this, and it's always a pleasure, sir. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program, and I'd like you to have your voice heard here. Phone lines are open. But listen to this. We've been talking about white privilege. We've been talking about what Black Lives Matter is screaming about. And I've been talking about for a long time how there's an indoctrination happening in the public schools to make your children feel guilty for being white. Now, what the audience needs to understand, what you need to understand, and for those of you new to the show, I'm a Hispanic. So I'm not trying to put one race over the other. I'm all about the human race, but I don't like the disparaging of whites, Caucasians, unnecessarily. It's wrong, and I'm going to be a voice, and I'm going to speak up. So listen to this video clip. Keep in mind, this is happening in his public school with teachers, parents, and students all in attendance. He is a 14-year-old kid from Atlanta, and he's reciting a poem. It's called White Boy Privilege. Listen to this.
My name is Ari, and my poem is titled White Boy Privilege. Dear women, I'm sorry. Dear Black people, I'm sorry. Dear Asian Americans, dear Native Americans, dear immigrants who come here seeking a better life, I'm sorry. Dear everyone who isn't a middle or upper class white boy, I'm sorry. I have started life at the top of a ladder while you were born on the first rung. I say now that I would change places with you in an instant, but if given the opportunity, would I? Probably not, because to be honest, being privileged is awesome. I'm not saying that you and me on different rungs of the ladder is how I want it to stay. I'm not saying that any part of me for a moment even liked it that way. I'm just saying that I fucking love being privileged, and I'm not ready to give that away. I love it because I can say fucking, and not one of you is attributing that to the fact that everyone of my skin color has a dirty mouth. I love it because I don't have to spend an hour every morning putting on makeup. up to meet other people's standards. I love it because I can worry about what kind of food is on my plate instead of whether or not there will be food on my plate. I love it because when I see a police officer, I see someone who's on my side. To be honest, I'm scared of what it would be like if I wasn't on the top rung, if the tables were turned and I didn't have my white boy privilege safety blankie to protect me. If I lived a life lit by what I lack, not what I have, if I lived a life in which when I failed, the world would say, told you so. If I lived the life that you live. When I was born, I had a success story already written for me. You were given a pen and no paper. I've always felt that that's unfair, but I've never dared to speak up because I've been too scared. Well, now I realize that there's enough blankie to be shared. Everyone should have the privileges I have. In fact, they should be right instead. Everyone's story should be written, so all they have to do is get it read. Enough said. No, not enough said. It is embarrassing that we still live in a world in which we judge another person's character by the size of their paycheck, the color of their skin, or the type of chromosomes they have. It is embarrassing that we tell our kids that it is not their personality, but instead those same chromosomes that get to dictate what color clothes they wear and how short they must cut their hair. But most of all, it is embarrassing that we deny this, that we claim to live in an equal country in an equal world. We say that women can vote. Well, guess what? They can run a country, own a company, and throw a nasty curveball as well. We just don't give them the chance to. I know it wasn't us 8th grade white boys who created this system, but we profit from it every day. We don't notice these privileges, though, because they don't come in the form of things we gain, but rather the lack of injustices that we endure. Because of my gender, I can watch any sport on TV and feel like that could be me one day. Because of my race, I can eat in a fancy restaurant without the waitstaff expecting me to steal the silverware. Thanks to my parents' salary, I go to a school that brings my dreams closer instead of pushing them away. Dear white boys, I'm not sorry. I don't care if you think the feminists are taking over the world, or the Black Lives Matter movement has gotten a little too strong, because that's bullshit. I get that change can be scary, but equality shouldn't be. Hey, white boys, it's time to act like a woman, to be strong and make a difference. It's time to let go of that fear. It's time to take that ladder and turn it into a bridge.
Do you hear a Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner scenario in there somewhere? I mean, with all due respect, we don't have to be women, you little punk, because God created men and women with separate roles. This kid is smoking crack. This is the public schools at its best. This is liberal America raising a dumb, foolish little boy. And by the way, there's no such thing as the white race. There is a Caucasian race that has German and has French and has Scottish and has Irish, but there's no such thing as a white race. That's what an idiot this kid is. This is a little Jerry in the making. Can you believe that? And the schools are okay with it. Yeah, he could throw the F-bomb a few times. Sure. No problem. This is what we have to deal with in 2016. This thinking. This ridiculousness. I know a lot of white people that don't know if they're going to get food on the table. You little punk. Do you think it's just black and Hispanic and other cultures that don't know? People struggle in life, and it doesn't matter the color of the skin. If we would start educating our community instead of actually shacking up, having sex before marriage, getting women pregnant, and then running off to have single mothers continue to be a standard in this country, maybe that's the crux of the problem. Instead of literally putting condoms on cucumbers in sex ed class in school, we teach kids how to keep their peter in their pocket. How about that? But I can guarantee you're not going to hear this anywhere else. Let's go ahead and take a couple calls, because I'm furious. And I'm sure you are as well. Let's go to Carl, also in Las Vegas, wanting to weigh in. Carl, welcome to the program.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Sanchez. I don't know if I've talked to you before. I'm a retired psychologist, and I would assume you're a Trump supporter, the way you talk.
Yes. What other choice do I have?
About you.
I have the devil, or I have Donald Trump.
Well, I'm not crazy about either, to be honest with you. But I have never examined them personally, like Mr. Trump. But from watching on television and listening to him, I've come to certain conclusions psychologically that he's an egomaniacal paranoid. I'm sorry to say it. You may not agree, but it's an ego bigger than the world. He's paranoid. When I say
so
paranoid,
what?
You could. Well, it means so what to be a president. You could,
so what?
You
I mean, but you'd rather have president. You'd rather have a Bill Clinton or Obama who are psychopaths, Muslim sympathizers, continuing to actually put our country in danger, continuing to actually allow Syrian refugees into this country. That's better. That's better, Carl.
So
and you're a psychologist.
That?
And you're a psychologist? Don't give me your psychobabble, because literally, if you saw me, I'd have you actually going blah, 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 because you're psychobabble. You're the kind of guy that'll keep people on their couch for 5 years and build their Blue Cross Blue Shield and never help them. Get off my airwaves. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383. America, I want you to hear what you just heard. This is a psychologist that'll literally tell you your kid needs Ritalin and actually pump him with Ritalin because he doesn't give a crap. He literally has to question between the two? Oh my God. Get me to a break, Producer Nate, please. I'll be back.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and if you're like me, it comes midday, my energy level's at an all-time low, I'm getting ready to crash, so I tend to go to the cup of coffee or the energy drink that's sold at the store that we all know isn't good for us. Well, some friends of mine just reintroduced me into Youngevity. In fact, it's something called Pollen Burst Plus, and I'm talking about an energy drink that doesn't make you crash. In fact, it's healthy for you. It's got something called the New Zealand Black Currant, which is a natural antioxidant that gives you bursts of energy that last for hours, no crashing. This stuff increases my energy, it helps with the anti-aging process, and it even curbs the appetite. I've got representatives standing by now to give you a free report and lecture from Dr. Joel Wallach called Dead Recipe. I think the title speaks for itself. Call now, 877-936-2662. That's 877-936-2662. Get that free lecture and get questions answered for your own health issue regarding longevity and how it could possibly benefit you. 877-936-2662.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682. You're listening to Steve Sanchez. Call him now at 1-877-49-STEVE.
Welcome back. You don't impress me when you're a psychologist, okay? With all due respect. Half of them are half out of their crackers as well. All right, let's go ahead and go back to our busy calls here. We've got Bob in Las Vegas. Wow, it's a big Las Vegas night for us. All my Las Vegas fans need to continue to call KDWN, our flagship, and say, we want Steve Sanchez on every single day, because they'll give you what you want. All right, so let's go to Bob. Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Steve. I've heard your show for several months now, and I really enjoy it. I've been watching all the talking heads for years now, and I've never heard any of them bring up the main two points why Hillary has gotten to where she has. Number one, she's married to Bill Clinton. Now, Bill Clinton had been a janitor. Hillary would still be in Arkansas throwing ashtrays at his girlfriend. Number two, it's what happened July 16th, 1999. Do you remember the little plane crash?
I do.
By John F. Kennedy Jr., who died, yep. Who was also going to run for the Senate of New York?
Yep.
Now, if anybody believes that Hillary would have defeated John F. Kennedy Jr., then you believe that UNLV would defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Exactly. No, you're right. That's a phenomenal point.
I'm not a big smart guy. Why has nobody in the media ever brought this up?
You know what? I guess we forget, because so much happens and unravels. You know, we got 9/11 that happened, and then we've got the Bush dynasty we're dealing with. We've got the continuation of lies and them spying on us and the possibilities of martial law. We've got an Obama. So there's so much that we forget, but you brought an excellent point up, Bob. I got to congratulate you, because I haven't thought about that in years.
All right. Well, thanks, Steve. Nice talking to you.
Appreciate you, my man. Thank you. 1-877-49-STEVE. I know I got calls on hold, but I'm going to have to take you in the next hour, because I want everybody to get an opportunity, and I don't want to have to clip you. So if you're on hold, please stay on hold, and we will definitely run right to the phone calls when we come back in hour number two. I will say this, though. It concerns me a great deal, and I'm going to talk about Carl for a moment, the psychologist guy that called. Here's what he said.
He says he's not happy with either of them, but yet right away he finds it in his little heart to go ahead and start disparaging Donald Trump, because the truth is he doesn't have the guts to actually say, I support Hillary, and Donald Trump is this, this, and that. I'd have more respect for you if you at least said that. Don't give me that shy boy, babe in the woods type, well, oh shucks, Steve, you know, oh shucks, I really don't like either of them, but in my psychological career and all my assertions, I thought, oh, give me a break. You get wrong show for that. Wrong show. Ridiculous. But I will tell you where you are in terms of the right show, and I'll tell you why. Because I have been working with my friends at Bonvera on this Take Back America system they have. I'll tell you something. The response has gone through the roofs. Because here's the deal. I've got to ask you a serious question. Listen up, friends. Are you tired of working for someone else and living really their dream rather than yours? You know what I'm talking about. And now look, if that's the case, and if you're shopping at Target and Sam's Club and Walmart and Best Buy and PetSmart, and you're buying stuff like Purina dog and cat food and Tide laundry detergent and Gillette razors and et cetera, here's the deal. My friends at Bonvera can help you save money, but that savings goes into your pocket. They have a system called Take Back America. I still believe America's great. Friends, I still believe hope is alive, and I want to help you build additional income for you and your family so that you can fire your boss, you can wake up in the morning and do what you want to do, not what you have to do. So think about this, friends. Think about this. If you're already spending these dollars on these products, you can spend the same dollars with Bonvera on the same products for less. That's a guarantee. And every month you get a little income check. It's like a dividend, friends. I've got a video and I've got a special blueprint that explains it all. Call 888-309-5656. 888-309-5656. I'm excited because I am just not walking the walk. I'm talking the talk. I'm a member of Bonvera. I want you to check it out. I want to help you take back America. And Bonvera, which by the way means good faith, wants to help you as well. Special blueprint, special video explaining it all. Call right now because you only get it during this live transmission. 888-309-5656. 888-309-5656. Okay, top of the hour news is up. Hour number two is coming up. Phone calls. We've got a big show tonight, so just hang in there, and we'll be back.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you always hear me discuss the economic calamities facing America. The question I have for you is, what are you going to do about it? Do you have an exit strategy out of the Wall Street casino? Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute, they're going to blow the lid off what the insiders don't want you to know. That's right. Wall Street and the big banks have been keeping secrets from you forever, and now we're blowing the lid off what those secrets are. Call 877-983-7233 to get that free report. That's 877-983-7233. Learn the little-known IRS tax loophole that allows you to earn income tax-free. Learn what the big banks and Wall Street have been doing for years while paying you 1-2%. Pitiful. You need to take action. You need to take action now. Time-sensitive materials available. 877-983-7233. That's 877-983-7233. Look, the stock market's going to crash. We don't know when, but we can prepare you. 877-983-7233.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.